Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The Minnesota State Patrol is providing some information following the Capitol break-in over the weekend. A man wanted on a warrant in Wisconsin was arrested after showing up at the complex three times, including inside the Senate chamber. State Patrol Colonel Christina Bogoyevich outlined the next steps of the investigation.
We are also conducting a comprehensive review to determine how this happened and make any necessary updates to Capitol security protocols. That includes looking at any policies and procedures that can be improved, additional technology we can use to support our mission of keeping the Capitol complex safe, and taking a deeper look at staffing during off hours.
The State Patrol is hiring a third-party expert to review the security policies for the Capitol complex. The city of Mendota Heights is hosting a public memorial event today to remember fallen police officer Scott Patrick. 47-year-old Patrick was fatally shot on July 30, 2014, during a traffic stop in West St. Paul. Minnesota sent a task force to help with search and rescue efforts in Texas following devastating flooding. Task Force 1 search manager Brian Plants says the work they did in Texas was quite different from in Minnesota.
A lot of the skills and knowledge were very applicable down in Texas, but the scale of the mission down there was just something we couldn't train for. But kudos to the team, to the task force, to the state organizations to give us the opportunity to go down and make a difference.
Task Force 1 spent 2 weeks in Texas helping after the July 4th weekend flooding. Winds are carrying heavy wildfire smoke into Minnesota, with unhealthy air quality conditions expected to linger through Saturday afternoon. The MPCA expanded its air quality alert to include all of Minnesota. In other headlines, a farm family is contemplating next steps after severe storms ripped through west central Minnesota Monday night. Tiffany Cobberman farms with her husband near Hancock and says the devastation is widespread.
We received more than 4 minutes of hail, which really in my area stripped a lot of it. So most of our corn is just stocked. The soybeans are completely flattened. It's hard to see that it was soybeans.
Cobberman says that before the storms, crops in the area were looking fantastic.
So seeing this devastation take away in just a couple minutes is horrendous.
Governor Tim Walz announced today that the state ranks third in the nation for health care, according to a new Wallet Hub report. The ranking is based on 44 factors, including cost, access, and outcomes, and it's the third year in a row that Minnesota has placed in the top three. This is MNN.